Welcome to the Interactive Church Wednesday Testimony Meeting, a Christian Science teleconference hosted by csdirectory.com. We are delighted that you have joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those with a computer, the web address is csinteractivechurch.org. Within the turquoise box, click on the first link, which provides the order of service and links to the words of hymns and other information. During the meeting, we will mute everyone's phone to help eliminate background noises, thereby enabling a clearer connection. Later in the meeting, if you'd like to share a testimony, simply press *2 and your telephone will be unmuted. Only the readings portion of this meeting is recorded so that individuals around the world may have the opportunity to listen at their convenience. Now let's begin our service with singing hymn number 136. I shall read all the words to the verses. A reminder that the links of the words of this hymn are on the order of service webpage. I love thy way of freedom, Lord. To serve thee is my choice. In thy clear light of truth I rise, and listening for thy voice, I hear thy promise old and new, that bids all fear to cease. My presence still shall go with thee, and I will give thee peace. Though storm or discord cross my path, thy power is still my stay. Though human will and woe would check my upward soaring way, all unafraid I wait the while thy angels bring release. For still thy presence is with me, and thou dost give me peace. I climb with joy the heights of mind to soar o'er time and space, and yet shall know as I am known and see thee face to face. Till time and space and fear are naught, my quest shall never cease. Thy presence ever goes with me, and thou dost give me peace. Hymn number 136. Again, welcome to this healing service at csinteractivechurch.org. The topic of the readings of this Wednesday meeting is A Spiritual Declaration of Independence, Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Happiness. The hymns are 136, 65, and 83. I shall be reading from various versions of the Bible and correlative passages from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. The Declaration of Independence includes the following words. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Today we will delve into these three rights named in the Declaration. The New Living Translation, Proverbs. The words of the godly lead to life. Galatians. Those who live only to satisfy their own sinful desires will harvest the consequences of decay and death. But those who live to please the Spirit will harvest everlasting life from the Spirit. So don't get tired of doing what is good. Don't get discouraged and give up. For we will reap a harvest of blessing at the appropriate time. Whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone, especially to our Christian brothers and sisters. 2 Timothy. For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. And now he has made all of this plain to us by the coming of Christ Jesus, our Savior, who broke the power of death and showed us the way to everlasting life through the good news. Webster's Bible Translation, Romans. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. And from the Revised Standard Version, John, it is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is of no avail. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. And King James, John. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and yeah. Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. And from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. John saw the human and divine coincidence shown in the man Jesus as divinity embracing humanity in life and its demonstration, reducing to human perception and understanding the life which is God. In divine revelation, material and corporeal selfhood disappear, and the spiritual idea is understood. Question: What is life? Answer: Life is divine principle, mind, soul, spirit. Life is without beginning and without end. Eternity, not time, expresses the thought of life, and time is no part of eternity. One ceases in proportion as the other is recognized. Time is finite. Eternity is forever infinite. Life is neither in nor of matter. What is termed matter is unknown to spirit, which includes in itself all substance and is life eternal. Matter is a human concept. Life is divine mind. Life is not limited. Death and finiteness are unknown to life. If life ever had a beginning, it would also have an ending. Man is not the offspring of flesh, but of spirit, of life, not of matter. Because life is God, life must be eternal, self-existent. Life is the everlasting I am, the being who was and is and shall be, whom nothing can erase. Jesus said, John 8:51, If a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. This statement is not confined to spiritual life, but includes all the phenomena of existence. Jesus demonstrated this, healing the dying and raising the dead. Mortal mind must part with error, must put off itself with its deeds, and immortal manhood, the Christ ideal, will appear. Faith should enlarge its borders and strengthen its base by resting upon spirit instead of matter. When man gives up his belief in death, he will advance more rapidly towards God, life, and love. Belief in sickness and death, as certainly as belief in sin, tends to shut out the true sense of life and health. When will mankind wake to this great fact in science? Become conscious for a single moment that life and intelligence are purely spiritual, neither in nor of matter, and the body will then utter no complaints. If suffering from a belief in sickness, you will find yourself suddenly well. Sorrow is turned into joy when the body is controlled by spiritual life, truth, and love. Against the fatal beliefs that error is as real as truth, that evil is equal to power, to good, if not superior, and that discord is as normal as harmony, even the hope of freedom from bondage and sickness and sin has little inspiration to nerve endeavor. When we come to have more faith in the truth of being than we have in error, more faith in spirit than in matter, more faith in living than in dying, more faith in God than in man, then no material suppositions can prevent us from healing the sick and destroying error. When being is understood, life will be recognized as neither material nor finite, but as infinite, as God, universal good. And the belief that life or mind was ever in a finite form, or good and evil, will be destroyed. And it will be understood that spirit never entered matter, and was therefore never raised from matter. When advanced to spiritual being and the understanding of God, man can no longer commune with matter, neither can he return to it, any more than a tree can return to its seed. Neither will man seem to be corporeal, but he will be an individual consciousness characterized by divine spirit as idea, not matter. Back to the Bible, the New Revised Standard Version. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners. Psalms. I shall walk at liberty, for I have sought your precepts. I will also speak of your decrees before kings and shall not put to shame. I find my delight in your commandments because I love them. I revere your commandments, which I love, and I will meditate on your statutes. New Living Translation, John. To the Jews who have believed him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves to anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free?" Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth. Everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." Webster's Bible Translation, Galatians. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty with which Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. For, brethren, ye have been called to liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. And from Science and Health. Men and women of all climes and races are still in bondage to material sense, ignorant how to obtain their freedom. Christian Science raises the standard of liberty and cries, "Follow me! Escape from the bondage of sickness, sin, and death." Jesus marked out the way. Citizens of the world, accept the glorious liberty of the children of God and be free. This is your divine right. The illusion of material sense, not divine law, has bound you, entangled your free limbs, crippled your capacities, enfeebled your body, and defaced the tablet of your being. The physical healing of Christian Science results now, as in Jesus' time, from the operation of divine principle, before which sin and disease lose their reality in human consciousness and disappear as naturally and as necessarily as darkness gives place to light and sin to reformation. Now, as then, these mighty works are not supernatural, but supremely natural. They are the sign of Emmanuel, or God with us, a divine influence ever present in human consciousness, and repeating itself, coming now, as was promised aforetime, to preach deliverance to the captives of sense and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Denial of the claims of matter is a great step towards the joys of spirit, towards human freedom, and the final triumph over the body. Discerning the rights of man, we cannot fail to foresee the doom of all oppression. Slavery is not the legitimate state of man. God made man free. Paul said, "I was free born." All men should be free. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Love and truth make free, but evil and error lead into captivity. It will cease when man enters into his heritage of freedom, his God-given dominion over the material senses. Mortals will someday assert their freedom in the name of the Almighty God. Then they will control their own bodies through the understanding of divine science. Dropping their present beliefs, they will recognize harmony as the spiritual reality and discord as material unreality. You may know when first truth leads by the fewness and faithfulness of its followers. Thus it is that the march of time bears onward freedom's banner. The powers of this world will fight and will command their sentinels not to let truth pass the guard until it subscribes to their systems. But science, heeding not the pointed bayonet, marches on. There is always some tumult, but there is a rallying to truth's standard. Back to the Bible. The New International Version, Ecclesiastes. To the man who pleases him, God gives wisdom, knowledge, and happiness. The New Living Translation, Psalms. O Lord, hear my prayer, answer me, for I need your help. Protect me, for I am devoted to you. Save me, for I serve you and trust you. You are my God. Be merciful, O Lord, for I am calling on you constantly. Give me happiness, O Lord, for my life depends on you. O Lord, you are so good, so ready to forgive, so full of unfailing love for all who ask your aid. Listen closely to my prayer, O Lord. Hear my urgent cry. I will call on you whenever trouble strikes, and you will answer me. Proverbs. The hopes of the godly result in happiness. 1 Corinthians. Now let me say this, dear brothers and sisters. Happiness or sadness or wealth should not keep anyone from doing God's work. In everything you do, I want you to be free with the concerns of this life. Isaiah, look, I am creating new heavens and a new earth, so wonderful that no one will even think about the old ones anymore. Be glad, rejoice forever in my creation. And look, I will create Jerusalem as a place of happiness. Her people will be a source of joy. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and delight in my people. And the sound of weeping and crying will be heard no more. The wolf and lamb will feed together. The lion will eat straw like the ox. Poisonous snakes will strike no more. In those days, no one will be hurt or destroyed on my holy mountain. I, the Lord, have spoken. And from Science and Health. Experience should be the school of virtue, and human happiness should proceed from man's highest nature. Harmony is produced by its principle, is controlled by it, and abides with it. Divine principle is the life of man, Man's happiness is not, therefore, at the disposal of human sense. Truth is not contaminated by error. Harmony in man is as beautiful as in music, and discord is unnatural and real. Man is tributary to God, spirit, and to nothing else. God's being is infinity, freedom, harmony, and boundless bliss. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Like the archpriests of yore, man is free to enter into the holiest, the realm of God. Soul has infinite resources with which to bless mankind, and happiness would be more readily attained and would be more secure in our keeping if sought in soul. Higher enjoyments alone can satisfy the cravings of immortal man. We cannot circumscribe happiness within the limits of personal sense. The senses confer no real enjoyment. Happiness is spiritual, born of truth and love. It is unselfish, therefore it cannot exist alone, but requires all mankind to share it. If we look to the body for pleasure, we find pain. For life, we find death. For truth, we find error. For spirit, we find its opposite matter. Now reverse this action. Look away from the body into truth and love, the principle of all happiness, harmony, and immortality. Hold thought steadfastly to the enduring, the good, and the true, and you will bring these into your experience proportionably to their occupancy of your thoughts. Truth brings the elements of liberty. On its banner is the soul-inspired motto, slavery is abolished. The power of God brings deliverance to the captive. No power can withstand divine love. What is this supposed power which opposes itself to God? Whence cometh it? What is it that binds man with iron shackles to sin, sickness, and death? Whatever enslaves man is opposed to the divine government. Truth makes man free. The history of our country, like all history, illustrates the might of mind and shows human power to be proportionate to its embodiment of right thinking. A few immortal sentences, breathing the omnipotence of divine justice, have been potent to break despotic fetters and abolish the whipping post and slave market. But oppression neither went down in blood, nor did the breath of freedom come from the cannon's mouth. Love is the liberator. This concludes the readings.